Vayter and Shas Fearin Dav Ches, picking up on Zayin of a Beis by the bottom of the page, four lines up from the bottom, last two words, my Beinayu. Now, what's my Beinayu? The answer is, we're having a discussion. We know the statement is that a Kohen, he's the one who decides that if he sees Tzaras, whether it's Tameh or it's Tahor. He tells us whether it's Tameh or it's Tahor. Now, where do they learn it from? This is a machlokas. Rabbi Huda says he learns it from a pasuk of Yom Heira Osbo, which is talking about if a person has his entire body full of Tzaras and a little bit of flesh shows through, then the guy becomes Tameh. But the pasuk saying of a yom hero's bow means there's a yom that he, when it can be seen and when it's not seen. In other words, the Kohen decides what he wants to do with that, and we learn out to that to other things as well, other mitzvos that we allow him to overlook, so to speak. Rabbi says he learned from something else. From the pasuk it says, "Vitziva koin opinuus habayis." That means, let's say a person has something in his, sees on his home and his house, Saras, and we tell him to move everything out of the house before he says whether it's Tahor or Tameh, in order that stuff doesn't become Tameh. That's where he learns it from. Now the question is, might be now, what's the difference between them? We have different opinions for what the difference is. Amar Abaye says, Mashmos Darshin, the difference is Mashmos Darshin, meaning one darshins it from this pasuk, one darshins it from that pasuk. There's no real difference. It's just a question of Makar. At the end of the day, we know that both of them agree. And it comes down to the Kohen is the one who decides whether it's going to be Tahor or Tameh. For Rav Amar, he says, no, Dover Rishus, the difference between them is a Dover Harishus, meaning to say, Rabbi Yehuda, who learns it from the pasuk mi biyom heira osbo, and he says from there, and we learned out that a chassan and or someone during the we let him stay during his shavu brachos, and on the regel we don't tell him either, right? Because it's a mitzvah; those things are mitzvahs. But a devar is shus, right? Taking your stuff out of the house, etc., or something else, we wouldn't be able to go learn out from that. Ein mamtinen lo bituma de gufe. We wouldn't let it be on the body. And Rebbe says that davar rishus, also we'd wait for the person, like we saw the way that his opinion is. Rebbe Huda, he learns something else. He says mihasim lo gamrinan. Rebbe Huda says, you can't learn it out from the story of the house, of when the guy comes in, he says he saw Tzaras in the house, and then the Kohen says, we'll take everything else first. You know what you can't learn from there? The chiddushu, because that whole thing is a chiddush. What do you mean that it's a chiddush? He says, "Mehasam lo gamrin." And Rashi says, "It's the chiddush." And from a chiddush, we don't learn out. The chol hecha deika chiddush ain lecha davar bo el chiddusho. Well, the only thing you have is this chiddush itself. The chiddusho. Beep. Turn the page. Chasam and aleph. The ha eitzim v'avanim ba'alma lo mitmu. Because the general rule is that eitzim v'avanim is just stones. Sticks and stones can break your bones, but they can't become tamei. Rashi says, "Pshutei kli eitz lo mekabli tuma." These things are not mekabli tuma, and therefore they're, you can't learn out. Why? Because they're not. But here, v'hacham etamei. But this particular case, they are tamei. And therefore, that's a chiddush. You can't learn it out to something else. Now, according to Rebbe, who says you do learn it out from the Tzaras house, and what do you need the pasuk, the other pasuk that Rebbe Yehuda brought? He says it's a chini both. The pasuk would have just said the idea of biyom heira osbo, and on the day where they find good skin and the person is completely and totally Tzarasized with a little bit of good flesh, then havamina ledvar mitzvah in ledvar rishus lo. I would have said that's for a mitzvah, then you can go ahead and you can push it off. But dvar rishus, you're not allowed to go and push it off, because that whole idea is we learn out afterwards. You could learn out from one to the next. So therefore, Kasav Achmanav Etziva Kohen, that the Kohen says, hold off until you get everything out, which is just a Dover Rishus. V'Kasav Achmanav Etziva Kohen, if it just would have said, Etziva Kohen, we're moving things out of the house, Hava Mina Hani In, Delav Tumah De Gufe. Then I would say, yeah, these things which aren't Tumah on the Guf itself. Hava Tumah De Gufe, Yimei Mechsei Chazile. When it comes to Tumah De Gufe, then there's nothing to talk about, and you'd have to actually go and see it, and then decide whether it's Tummy or not Tummy immediately. You can't go ahead and wait for such a case. Therefore, you need to have both of them. All right. Amar Mai. Now we're going to throw back into this idea that we just said. A person has completely and totally tzaras over his whole body, and then a little bit of flesh shines through. And then what happens? A person is going to be tummy. Says the Gemara. Amar Mai. Yesh yom shatoroabo, v'yesh yom shiatoroabo. That you don't have to necessarily decide. My mashma. What's the mashmos? How can you learn out from here that this is talking about a day that the Kohen can decide whether to say Tame or Tahor, or not say Tahor or Tame? Maybe all it means is straight up as it says. Says that if you have a little bit of flesh that shines through your tummy. Rabbi says, Im Kain, if that's all you're supposed to learn from them, then Lichtov Rechmana, Biyom. Let the Pasuk just say, Biyom. Why does it say, Uvayom, My uva yom, shema mina, we learn from here, yesh yom shatara abo, yesh yom shiatara abo, that we dashed in from that, that extra letter comes to teach you that he has a decision whether he can go ahead and be metamim or not be metamim, it's in his hands. Rava, that he doesn't have to say it whenever he does. Rava Amar, he says, no, kula koyiseru, the whole pasuk, that's normally what it means, but Rashi explains, klomer kula teva, the whole word, dibiyom heros koyiseru, that whole thing is extra, it didn't have to have it all together. The imkain, because if that's all it was trying to tell you is that flesh shines through, then lichta vachmana, uve hera. And when it is seen, my uve yom heroes. Shema mina, we learn from here. Yeshom shatarobo, yeshom shiatarobo. Says Gemara, Abaye, what's Abaye going to do with that? What's he going to do with it? That he says that it's just the extra vav, but not the actual word itself. Abaye, ahumi boile, bayom velo belaye. This is no, it's not. The whole thing is extra. The u is extra. The bayom is not extra. You needed to teach you another din that you're only allowed to look at the tzaras during the day and not at night. That's why Abaye says we need the word bayom for. V'rava bayom v'lo b'layla minale. Where does he learn that from? Lafkale milachol mare ene hakohen. We have another pasuk which says lachol mare ene hakohen. Wherever the eyes of the kohen are able to see. That's where we learn out that it's got to be something during the day. Rashi says, "Mashma biyom sheyachaliros," which you're able to see. Va'abaye ahumi ba'ile lameute suma bachas me'enav. Abaye said, "No, I need that pasuk for something else. That's coming to exclude if you have a kohen that one of his eyes are blind, because the pasuk says that mare einei hakohen. After both eyes have to be able to see it. If he's blind in one eye, then it's no good. And by the way, we have a problem now because v'rava nami mibayle lahachiro. Rava also needs to use that pasuk to teach me that if kohen's blind in one eye, then he's no good. So it says gemara in achinami. That's true. V'ela bayom b'lo b'layla minale. So where does he learn out yom b'lo b'layla if he says the whole bayom is?" Coming to teach you the drasha that he can make his decision. See, nafkalei mi kenega nira li babayis, another pasuk, which is pasuk is talking about that if a person goes in and he sees teras in his house, he comes and he says the lashon of kenega nira li babayis, like a nega, like a nega is an affliction of teras, it came, I've seen, on the house, which, what does that mean? Kenega nira li babayis, li velo laori, to me and not to my light. Rashi says, she'in tzarech laor haner, dahainu biyom, it must be the daytime. Uvahu shaita nami uba koin, alma de'in roin el biyom, they only see it during the day. Okay, so that's where he learns it from. Va'abaye, he says, now, ime hasam, if you want to learn it from there, then have a mean, I would have said, hani mili tuma de lav de gufe. That's talking about the house, which is lav de gufe. Aval tuma de gufe, the house is not your actual body, but if it be tuma de gufe, I feel oronami. You're able to look at the light even from the, you're allowed to look at the tzaras even with some sort of candle, which means even doing it at night. Kamash Milan, therefore it says not like that to teach, therefore, by bringing the pasuk Ubayom, that comes to tell you that it's only during the day, which ends up that the letter Vav is the only, the extra thing coming to tell you that there's sometimes when you don't take a look and you can choose to look, and sometimes you don't choose to look, it's up to the Kohen to decide what's going to be. Viter, Va'od Amar Rebbe Meir. What do you mean Va'od Amar Meir? Because the previous Mishnah was Rebbe Meir, but now we're continuing with another statement that he says, although it's not connected. Malakit Adam Atzmos Ava V'imo. A person is allowed to go ahead and gather up his father's bones, his mother's bones, on Chol HaMoed in order to go ahead and to rebury them. Rashi says, in their family plot, because it's a simcha for him. What does that mean? That he's able to bury his parents in the proper place, and it's not a mitzvah during the Moed. So you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yossi Omer, what are you talking about? Evil Hilo. The halach is, it's an evil. He's able to do avelus in such a case. Next, we say, Lo ya'orer adam al meso, v'lo yasbidenu kodom v'ergel shol shemil. A person should not awaken up. Lo ya'orer adam al meso. You're not supposed to awaken other people to be, emotional over the fact that they have the dead. Rashi says, "In meis lo meis chodesh or chodesh or chodesh chodshayim kodem amoid." You don't do this. Lo yar er mefarish b'gemara kad hoder. Okay, we're going to see in the Gemara. It's going to spell it out. V'lo yasbidenu. We don't give a eulogy. We don't eulogize them. Rashi says, "In meis lo meis b'toch shloshim within 30 days of neirega lo yiskar sabdan." You don't hire up a professional eulogizer. eulogize it. Right, Laspido, Ushloshim Yomar Tarvayu, called it 30 days going on both of them. And the reason why it's 30 days, the Gemara is going to explain. We don't do this before the regular 30 days, says the Gemara, Reminu. We have a bit of a contradiction here. Remember the opening lines that Rabbi Meir said, you're allowed to go and take the bones of your dead parents and take them out and reinter them, I think is the way of saying it. You know, rebury them in the family plot. Raminu, but we've a brisus kasims goes against that. I'm lacking out so if you email, raise them as abo alim koliom. Someone who does it, you have to be misabo the entire day. And Rashi says, Vakasha libi mayor, domin benesha simcha ilo. It's a similar form, it seems to be it's a kasha. Vula erevin misabo alim, but not at night, it's no avail. So amrev chista, filu tsururin lobis dino. Even if the bones are like, are wrapped up in a sudden, Rashi says, ain't a malakdan, veinu roasan. You're not gathering them now, or you're not even seeing them. Still, your misabel calls manchel and nikbru because they're not in the state of the kever itself. So how could you say that you're good in a state of joy? Amar Abaye, Ema, no. Rather, you should say mipnei shesimchas haregel love because he's a simcha of regel on him. Rashi says klomer harbe who osik besimchas haregel. He's osik so much in the simcha of the regel. Veinu mitstayer, but malakad etzamos avim. He's not mitstayer by doing such a thing. Very powerful idea about the joy of the moed itself. Next part of the Mishnah, v'lo ya'are al meisay. That's supposed to go ahead. Mima'are means to awaken other people to be crying over the dead. My lo ya'are al meisay. So what does that mean? Amarav kadhodu sabtanu b'marava amri yifko nime komiri libo. When there was the eulogizer who would come to travel b'marava in Eretz Yisrael, they would say yifko nime komiri libo. Cry with him, all those who are bitter of heart. Rashi says hachi aser lemeber b'moed hainu lo ya'are al meisah. That's what it means. Kodemergum Shoshim Yom, 30 days before. Why is that? Maishna Shoshim Yom, what Shaykh is 30 days before the holiday? Amrav Kanam Rabbi Yud, Amrav, story time. Mais about the Vechad is a story about a guy, Shekinus Moos, Lalos Regal. There's a guy who collected a lot of money in order to go to do a Lila Regal. Was Saptan Vamed al Pesach Beso. A Saptan came, a eulogizer came, and he stood by the entrance of his doorway. And apparently he went ahead and he started mourning and eulogizing and whatever for some sort of relative. Unatalasam Ishto, Unasanasam, no. And his wife took that money that he set aside. And he gave it to him. He paid him for his eulogy services. Because that he was held back and he didn't go up because he had enough money to go to Alila Regal. But Bosasha at that time, Amru the Chacham Sem came and they said, Lo Yoram Mesov Laispi Danum Kodam La Regal Shloshim Yom. You don't do it 30 days before so that a person's not going to get messed over and lose all his cash to go up. Ushmuel Amar. Beep, turn the page. Chesma Bey. Shmuel says, a different reason. The dead body is not forgotten from the heart for 30 days. Rashi says, Kol Merkivin the Mace Amishtaka. Since the mace is not forgotten 30 days from the heart, if you're masped him 30 days before the regal, you're going to come to be actually using on the regal itself because it's not forgotten, so you don't do it. Says the Gemara, might be nayo. Other way, you can't do it either because you have to make sure you have money to do the regal or because of the fact that someone shouldn't be mourning during the holiday, and therefore you're going to remind them of it. The case is if a person is willing to do it for free, according to the one who says because of the money to be able to have money to go to the regal, since this guy's doing it for free, so then it's okay. You can have this eulogizer. And according to one, because the mace is not mishtachich minaleif shloshim yom, even if it's free, it's still going to be usher. It's like Dr. Rashi. Zok the next heilige mishnah. Ein chofer kuchen ukvaros b'moed. You're not allowed to go ahead and chofer dig out kuchen ukvaros. Rashi says l'tzorich mesim for dead bodies. Shadark and lachbar kuchen ukvaros l'zmana l'zamnam l'tzorich mesim. They would dig out certain areas to bury the bodies in order to have ready for the someone who dies. Shemusu the tirchi yisera l'zamnam l'tzorich mesim. Shemusu the tirchi yisera. This is a tirchi yisera to do, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. Aval mechanchin es kuchen b'moed. You're allowed to be mechanichit. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. We're going to see change the size of it. V'osin, and also we're going to explain what does it mean when we say the lashon of chofrin, kuchin, and kavaros. What are these? V'osin nivreches b'moed. You're allowed to make a nivreches. Rashi says, what's that? It's a brecha shel kovzin. It's like a laundromat. It's a pool of water and used in order to do laundry. It's not such a tircha. You just dig a little bit, the water goes in. You're also allowed to go out and make a coffin for the dead body and with the dead bodies in the chatzer. It's mutter to do that, and even to take brand new boards and put them all together for the aron, for the casket for the body to be in, and to do all this. Aval. not in a different chatzer. Shelo yomer melacha acheres. You can't do any different, so no one's going to think you're doing it either for something else. Rabbi Huda Osebuda says no. Ela im ken yeshimu nasarim. He says you have to already have the stuff ready to go before. Rashi says lahavi eitzim laasosim nasarim letzarech haaron. Ela im ken, right? It's oser to do this. Ela im ken laim nasarim betchila kol miyomtov. Unless they're already like put together before yontif, you're not allowed to do this on yontif itself. We would call this as be some sort of ticha yisera. Zakhtu Gemara, my kuchen u my kavaros. When we started off by saying that ein chofen kuchen u kavaros, what are these? I'm Rav Yehuda, kuchen bechafira. Kuchen is when you're digging into the wall. And kavaros bebinyan, it's with building. It's stuff that you build above the ground. And they have the different places that they would bury people. Not tons of room everywhere. So they would have these areas that they'd go into like the walls, and they would do it above ground. So those are called kuchen and kavaros. Kuchen b'chafira u'kvaros b'biyan. Kuchen is by digging in, and kvaros is by building up. Zok next part of the Mishnah. Aval mechanchin is a kuchen. You're allowed to go ahead and be mechanich the kuchen. Ketzed mechanchin. What exactly does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yehuda she'im haya aruch mikatzo. If it was too long, you're allowed to make it shorter. You're allowed to add certain stones to make it shorter. B'masnisa tana, they came in and they taught. We looked in a braisa. Marich bo u'marchiv bo. You're allowed to make it longer and you're allowed to make it wider depending on what is necessary for the body. Next, vosin evrechos, you're allowed to make these ponds, you know, in order to go ahead and these brechos, these pools, in order to go ahead and wash. My nevrechos, what's nevrechos? Amar Rabbi Yehuda zo bakia. It's a bakia, says the Gemara. V'otanya nevrechas v'abakia. It says the nevrechas and the bakia. So it sounds like they're two different things. Why saying nevrechas is a bakia? Says the Gemara. No. Amar Abayi v'itim Rav Kana geya ubar geya. Now Rashi explains what that means. What that means is a Rashi says a brecha gedola. We got an aleph on the scene over here. Nevrechas. Nevrechas brecha. Nevrechas is a brecha gedola shaosin b'chatzer. It's this big open area when you fill with water. Shichnisu bo kol ha'shofchim. You put out of the water bikia. Hi, and then bar geya is brecha katana, small pool shaosin samelchi gedola kadesh yikantu amayim hayotzin min a gedola katana. So you have this big pool, and then that big pool would pour water into the smaller pool. And that's where they would be filled up. Nechsat some lechanim would come into that small pool over there. So that's what these two things are, a geya and a bar geya. Nevrechas is a bigger one, a bekiya is a smaller one, and shalom a Yisrael. And that's what they would do the washing. V'arin ha meis b'chatzer. You're allowed to make an arin the meis in the chatzer. Rashi says, klomer, shemeis b'chatzer, when it's there. D'muchcha milsa l'tzarech ha meis avida. It's clear that you're doing it for the meis. Matzi l'me'evet arin b'osa chatzer. You're allowed to do it in that particular chatzer. Tanin alaha. We also have, we can back this up from the Mishnah. The Tanu Rabba. Tanu Rabbanan, Aaron Mishnah, Osen Kol Tzarchei Meis, says you can do all the Tzarchei of the Meis. This is talking about, again, on Chol HaMoed. Gozen Losar, you can cut his hair. Umechapsen Loksusa, you can go and you can wash his whatever he needs to wear, like Tachrichim. The Osen Aaron Minasarim, Minasarim Erev Yontif, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to make him a coffin out of wood that was ready from before when Yontif started. That sounds like, by the way, the Rabbi Yehuda says, unless the boards are already ready. You can even go and bring wood and you can be menasin. That means to saw it and start making the actual wood if you're doing it inside, indoors. That's got to be done in a way where people are not going to see. Okay, Zok, the next part, the next Mishnah. Ein nosin nashim b'moed. You're not allowed to go and get married. Someone's getting married. You're not allowed to get married on chol hamoed. Lo besulos v'lo be'ulos. Not a besula and not a be'ula. I added a word there. Lo besulos v'lo almanos. Not a besula, like a woman who's ever been married for, and not an almana, a widow, someone who lost her husband, and now she's getting remarried. V'lo miyabdin, you can't do yibam. They should simcha yilo, because that's a simcha form. The Gemara says, the Rashi's Gemara will explain what that means. Ava machzir was grusha, so you're allowed to remarry your divorced wife. Rashi says, dehina simcha kokach. Not such a simcha to do such a thing. When a person gets divorced, he can remarry his wife on chol hamoed. V'ose isha tachshiteha b'moed. A woman is allowed to do some sort of tachshit, some sort of adornment, or some sort of makeup, jewelry, we're going to see in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, lo sasud, she's not allowed to do tussud. Right, tussed is like we saw osa sid. That's when you take lime and mark the graves. She should not do a low tussed mipnei shem nuvalula, because it's something which is menuval. It's disgusting thing that's happening in Rashi says Mishnah Niva who etzla achshav right now, but Moed she tossed besid umetz teres and she's in pain by being in that matzav. She can't do that on Chol HaMoed. A hedyotos, a hedyot tofer kedarko. You could sew something regular. What does that mean? A hedyot. Most of Rashi Pesachim says she'enu uman bekach. He's not an expert in that. The uman, when it comes to an uman, an expert in particular sewing expert machlif, he is able to do machlif, which we're going to see. Also, the Gemara is going to explain exactly what that is a little bit later, but it means you're doing, you're stitching things in a way which is not normal. Umisarganis amitos. The Gemara will explain what that means. You're allowed to go ahead and be misarg. The mitos means you're allowed to go ahead and also sew certain things in the bed if you're able to hold it. Abiyosi Omer mimatchin. That what we do is you're allowed, again, the Gemara is going to explain what this means, but it's a certain process of tightening the parts of the bet. Okay, Zakta Gemar. V'sich simcha yi lo mayhava. We said you're not allowed to get married in Chol HaMoed because it's a simcha. So what's the problem? Why can't I have simcha in my life? Rashi says v'sich simcha asur b'yantav. What is it? I'll say, Amar Vidim Shmuel, v'chein Amar Rebbe Elazar, Amar Rebbe Oshaya, v'amir lo, Amar Rebbe Elazar, Amar Rebbe Chanina, l'fi she'en ma'arvin simcha v'simcha. We don't mix one simcha with another simcha. Rashi says, Chol HaMoed b'inan de lismach b'simchas moed l'chudei. You have to have the simcha of the moed and not to be confusing it with some other type of simcha. Okay, that is one reason. Now, Rabbi Huna Amar, b'shamaniach simchas haregel ve'osek b'simchas ishto. What you do is you end up leaving aside the simcha of the regel, you put it aside, and you just focus on the simcha of your wife, and that's a problem. Amar le'abaye le'av Yosef, ha de Rabbi Barav Huna de Ravu. That statement that Rabbi Huna said, that last statement, that's actually like Rav. The Amar Rav, Rav said, sorry, I skipped. The Amar Rav Daniel Bar Katina Amar Rav Minayin She'ein Nosin Nashim Moed. From where do we know that you don't get married to a woman on Moed? Where do we know that you learned that from? Shenamar V'samachto V'chagecha. Come on, it's not good by itself. Oy V'samachto V'chagecha V'ayizuach Sameach. Okay, enough of that. Anyway, the pasuk says, "V'samachta v'chagecha v'yisach sameach." You have to have simcha v'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha midarshim with the chag and not with the vablech, not with the with your wife. Ula Amar Ula says another pshat is for why you can't get married to Chol HaMoed mipnei atarach, because of the burden. It's a big deal to go out and get married. Rashi says litrach litzarach nisuin v'tircha b'moed aser. You have to get everything ready and prepare it all and do it all. It's a lot of tircha there, and that's too much to do on yomte on Chol HaMoed. Another reason mitzvah nafcham mipnei bittel peruvira, because of bittel peru uravu. What does that mean? Rashi says dishar nisuin yomtev. We allow people to get married in yomtev. Ain't all the menosa isha kol hashana kula. People are not going to get married to women their entire year. They're going to wait until they can go out and they can make a meal for the entire thing. Let me do it for Yontif. Let me throw the wife thing and also we'll get married and have the wedding also. And then I'm going to be involved with Puravu the whole time, so we can't do that. On everything that was just about all these reasons. Kol Elu Sha'amu Asurin Asurin Lisa B'moed. Beep. Turn the page. I've tested them off. Mutar and Lisa Erev Arego, but they're all mutter to get married on Erev Arego. Rashi says, Klomer, mutter lechatchila, v'afgav, dibishas, dibish, de shivas yamim, shel suda yubaregel, even though you're going to have sheva brachos that are going on during the whole suda. Kasha lekulu, this is a kasha and everything we brought before. We saw four reasons as per not to do it. The first one was because you don't want to be ma'ariv simcha l'simcha. And now what ends up happening, you're going to end up being ma'ariv simcha l'simcha because Shevar Bracha is going to be on those days. And the other one we said because you're going to put aside the simcha of the yontif and you can be with the joy of your rebbetzin. And that also is going to be the same thing as the Shevar Bracha. So the third answer we said because there's going to be tircha in order to prepare it and there's going to be tircha of a Shevar Bracha. And the fourth reason we said because people are going to wait to do Puravu. Same thing over here. They wait till the day before in order to have these two meals together. So what do you do with that? So I think we're a little kasha. Lamanda Amar Mishum Simcha. According to the one who says that you shouldn't get married because of Simcha. Now that was a funny statement. In other words, because you're not Ma'ariv Simcha L'Simcha. Ikar Simcha Chad Yomahu. The main Simcha of the marriage is Chad Yoma. Dinisuin Rashi says Chad Yoma. Uvishar Yome Lo Chashiv Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha. If anybody has Shevar Brachos, you'll know what that means. Oh man, it's hard. Ikar Simcha Yomahu. Chad Yomahu. Lamanda Amar Mishum Tircha. One who said, so that's really all the Simchas and therefore all the Shevar Brachos issues. It's not really a problem because because that's not really a big simcha as much as the first day. Lamandam Rishim Tircha, according to one who said, there's an issue of Tircha. Ikar Tircha Chad Yomahu. Same thing. The main Tircha is Chad Yomah. Therefore, you do it the day before and you don't do the rest of them. You don't really have for Sheva Brachos major Tircha. Throw out some eggs, some tuna, you're good. Lamandam Rishim Bidapuruvu. A person says, Bidapuruvu. Lachad Yomah Lamashi Enish Namse. People are not going to wait for that one day, that one opportunity. Because let's say something goes wrong and they're not able to get married that day for some reason, that's going to mess them over. As Rashi says, in the third line in the middle, the Dilma Misrami Milsa, the Lomatsi Maschil, Ba'erev Regel, Velo Maschil Kol Regel. They're going to be pushed off and they can't do the whole Regel. So people don't actually wait for that, so it's fine. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here, picking up tomorrow, continuing on with this idea of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha and where we learn it from. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.